another podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Intelligent Business Ideas to Go is a monthly podcast featuring executive editor Greg LaFollette and various thought leaders in the profession discussing intelligent business ideas and best practices.
Hi, this is Greg LaFollette for Intersection Live, recording today episode 4 of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. Today's title, Innovation. I'm visiting today with Mike Sabatis, and Mike is the president of CCH US. And Mike, you've been knocking around the accounting profession, the community, that the industry that serves the profession for, well, I don't want to say for how many years, because people would think you were old, but you've been doing it for a long time, right?
Yeah, probably 25 plus years now, Greg. So,
we've had the opportunity to work together in the past. I've known you, Mike, and respected your acumen and your understanding of the profession for a long, long time. And I want to start by congratulating you. Just last night here in Los Angeles, I was privileged to present an innovation award, and the CPA Technology Advisor awards the Innovation Award for Tax and Accounting Technology annually. We've done that for 5 years, and I've shaken a lot of CCH hands in that period of time, and I shook another one last night as I gave you an award for the email management system that you launched inside ProFX Document. So tell me just a real quick kind of a bird's eye view of what that email management system does, and then I think the bigger thing is we want to talk about the whole culture of innovation. So what about this email management system did the judges think was so cool?
Well, first off, we really appreciate getting the award. I think it rewards the hard work of a lot of technologists that we have on my team. And within email management, we surveyed customers over the last few years, and the one thing they told us is that they spend a lot of time working within email, and they have to save email, and it's one of the challenges they have of not only saving it, but needing to delete it to meet the demands of Sarbanes-Oxley and some of the other regulations around holding on to data. So we created this opportunity to for you to use Outlook as your email system and integrate it with a document management system to set up all the retention policies that you need to run your business. So it was really, for us, somewhat unique in the industry, but definitely something that met the expectations of that our customers told us they needed.
I first saw this product at a show late last fall. I may have been at your users conference in there. There are times when the vendor community comes up with a product that really captures the imagination of practicing CPAs, and this was one of them. This thing drew a crowd, and people immediately understood what it was and why they wanted it. So you guys really you really kind of nailed it. How do you? I know you have a very formal process that's really kind of I talk about it with people from CCH. It's almost part of your DNA how you deal with this innovation thing. Walk me through that. What do you do?
Well, there's a couple things, and it's interesting the way you say there's a formal process, which somewhat sounds counterintuitive to innovation. But there is a process to it that we run with. And, you know, part of it is innovation is part of our core culture at Wolters Kluwer and at CCH. It's really in the foundation of everything we do. So when an employee is first brought on board all through their career, innovation is a top priority for us. The big part of that is that we serve as a strategic partner to customers. So a lot of our innovation comes from all of our discussions with customers. So we spend a lot of time and a lot of rigor with a formal tool we call customer intimacy, and it goes through things like our contextual design process, where we literally spend thousands of hours each year in customers' offices, virtually with them in the field, watching their workflows and understanding how they work. And when you look at email management within the context of document management, one of the things we saw during all of those customer meetings was, and those workflows, is how people did their work, and they were constantly in email. So what we noticed is we don't need to create an email package. We think Microsoft and the other companies develop a great email package. We need to figure out how to make it easier for them to meet the demands of the business. So innovation comes from really understanding customers' needs and watching and observing and working with them, and then bringing back that information to the business. The other thing is many of our employees are also come from the practitioner industry, so they understand what CPAs do, what corporate accountants do. So again, innovation, as you said best, it's part of our DNA, and will continue to be part of our DNA going forward.
So one of the things, Mike, that's impressed me about, quite frankly, about your executive team is that you guys, as executives running the direction, you spend a fair amount of time actually sitting with practicing accountants in their offices saying, what are we doing right? Not necessarily trying to sell them things, but how many accountants' offices do you get to see? Probably not as many as you used to, but how many do you get to see?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I was in an accounting office today for most of the day with 52 of their partners at their partners meeting, and it was really to understand the business challenges and strategies that they were trying to deploy. So I spent 6 hours with them today with those partners and really came out with some ideas, and I've got a couple new ideas that we'll probably be sharing in the next couple 6 months. I probably spend, Greg, on average per month, probably 4 days with customers, which seems like a little bit, but I probably see in those 4 days 2 to 4 customers a day.
Right.
And basically I get a chance to not only meet with the managing partners or the executives, but I meet with everybody I can while I'm in there. So I try to spend a lot of time. And actually, my executive staff, which is 10 people, part of their business plan is just that, is to spend time with customers. And that
that's actually a metric that you build into, I suppose, performance reviews and things.
Absolutely. And that doesn't include the customer forums we have and the user conference that we support. These are really in the offices of customers.
Sure. Okay. Well, it's, you know, you've done that pretty well, and obviously this is your fourth innovation award, which is pretty impressive considering we've only done it 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been in there, you know, with a product every single year, so you're obviously, you've got stuff coming out the other end of the sausage factory. If you're looking on one end and solutions are coming out the other end, solutions that impress, in this case, our panel of over 50 judges, and that email management product seemed to float right to the top over a period of 50 judges, so they liked you. Who in, you know, when we talk about innovation, by who in the world do you look at, probably a company, maybe a person, who do you look at outside of CCH that you consider to be a brilliant innovator? What are examples?
You know, I look at, there's a number of companies that I look at, and I'll focus on companies. They're not all in this. In fact, none of them are really in this industry. But, you know, I look at Apple, and I look at them for different reasons. But I look at Apple from a marketing standpoint and the ability to anticipate customer ideas and needs. And everybody today has an i-something, you know, an iPod, an iPhone. So I look at them as a great innovator from a product standpoint. I look at companies like GE as a great innovator from a management standpoint and a leadership standpoint, and they continue to push out new leaders every day, and the rigor they put behind that is pretty critical. I look at a company like IBM, who continues to reinvent themselves, and then finally I look at a company like BMW, and I guess if you got behind the wheel of an M6, you'd understand what it is to be behind the ultimate driving machine.
Yeah, and the M6 is, you know, the technology in that machine to allow you to use your iPod and some other things. You know, all those things start to tie together. That's a really good list, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Mike, you talked a little bit about your users conference, and I'm gonna call that an innovation for you guys. I mean, it's not a product. but rather, I think, a service, and a very valuable one. You launched that, you know, 3-4 years ago, and it's, in my opinion, the simply the best user conference in the profession. And you've really innovated in how you do that. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've got coming up.
Well, this year's conference, we're really going to look at the kind of the next generation of building an intelligent business, and it really looks at not just the people side of it and the technology, but the processes as well, and how you look at the generations that are coming up, and support the new generations while still supporting the existing generations that are in these businesses. Last year we did a survey, and 96% of the respondents came back and said they would really aspire to be a more intelligent business. But the real hard-hitting number there was that 6% of them came back and graded themselves as an intelligent business. So when we saw that, we said we want to extend that this year. And so we should have about 1,200 people at our user conference in Southern California this year. And we're bringing in a number of outside speakers to talk about the speed of business, to talk about the generational challenges you have, and also to talk about how you innovate internally as a CPA firm or as a corporate client, how you innovate to meet your client needs.
So if as a CCH customer, Mike, I have the opportunity, obviously many are listening to you, and they have this opportunity to listen to Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. That's one way that they get a peek at some of the things that are inside CCH and that idea of innovation. But you guys actually, I'm going to say, teach innovation. You've got a team of consultants that go out, and your sales staff, I watch these guys at trade shows and things, and they spend way more time solving problems than they do selling things. Maybe I shouldn't tell you that as the CEO, but that's what happens.
And you know what, Greg, I think that's a good point. The fact of the matter is, you know, from an organizational structure, you know, we're set up that to understand our products and services. We certainly want to understand what our customer needs are. And when you talk about solving problems, the problems always are not necessarily always related to the product itself, but it's how people use the product, how they've implemented it. It really goes back to some best practices. And the fortunate thing is, because we spend so much time with our customers, we do gain a lot of learning on what the best practice is of how to use the product or the service, or how to work within a particular workflow, and we can really leverage that going forward. So that's a lot of what we do. Again, we spend a lot of time in the field talking and seeing those customers, and so, you know, solutions are not just about a product or service. It's really about being a complete strategic partner to what your needs are.
So you told me you just spent the morning with a group of partners in a firm, and I'm sure you got the opportunity to talk a little bit about innovation at the CCH level. Give me some ideas of things that you see firms doing that are that you consider innovative.
You know, when I look at these firms, you know, first off, the firms that I admire, and they're not always just the largest firms, although there may be some of the trendsetters at the top end, but these are the firms who spend a lot of time really understanding what their clients strategies are, how they're trying to run their businesses, or how a particular taxpayer may work, but they really seem to be in tune with the clients that they service day in and day out. And then what they do is they innovate to create strategies to maximize whether it be, you know, their tax impact, their financial impact. They may work through acquisitions. They may be just, you know, handling the wealth of a particular client, but they tend to innovate in ways that really maximize a return back to that individual client. So, you know, I see people who actually build software products that help clients, you know, work better. They put together best practice tools as far as how to build budgets and how to manage cash flow. So there are a number of things that you see. I mean, if you dig deep enough into the CPA industry, I think you could say they are one of the most innovative groups around, because they've survived for a long, long time building on these client needs, and they're constantly changing with all this regulation that we have.
So it sounds to me, Mike, that what you're saying is that the real innovation comes in how firms adapt their client relationships, and not in what model of smartphone that they're going to use, or perhaps even what software package they happen to choose.
I think in the CPA context, I think it really does have to do with a lot of how they adapt to solving their client problems.
Sure.
And we would hope that when you look at that and you match that up with a company like CCH, that we've put solutions together that really address the need that these CPAs have to address those client solutions.
Well, Mike, we've talked a little bit at the top about the email manager and the innovation in that. I certainly applaud that. And I tell you the truth, I voted for it. I thought it was pretty great. And it was one of 54 judges. But when there are other things, I know you've got in the pipeline, some of which you can maybe tell me a little about, and many of which you probably can't. But what other kinds of innovations what's in there? What's coming out? What might we be talking about next year?
Well, you're going to see some major innovation coming in two areas and two major investments from us. One is in our software platform, and the other is in our research platforms. So later this year, you'll see a lot of information on the new research platforms that we'll be able to deploy that will make it much, much easier and simpler for CPAs to get their work done. Some other new product areas, you're going to see a much deeper development in tools for international tax, which is probably one of the hottest topics that we have to deal with year in and year out. So not only the information around international tax, but also the way the rates work at a worldwide level, and in a format that makes it very easy for anybody to understand. You're going to see things in the risk-based audit area with a product called Knowledge Coach. And then you're probably going to see the starts of some of our knowledge management products. So those are a couple of tidbits that will be coming out in the next 12 to probably 18 months.
Well, I think you've nailed a couple of areas. This international area, as I talk to my colleagues around the country, it used to be very, very clear that only a very few of the largest firms ever dealt with international issues. And we're now to the point where virtually every firm is dealing with some component of that, or will be very, very soon. And of course, as you know, RBA, risk-based auditing, is just about the hottest thing going. So I'm not at all surprised that CCH would be standing out there in front, pulling us along and developing products to solve those kinds of problems. That kind of fits with the tradition, I guess, huh?
That's absolutely right. And we won the award a few years ago for our engagement product. So when you look at risk-based audit, it's a pure bolt-on to the engagement product, and we'll absolutely enhance that experience as well.
Well,
no shortage of opportunity, that's for sure.
There's never any shortage of that, and I thank you very much, Mike, for carving some time out for me today. I know you're a busy guy, and I certainly appreciate hearing about some of the ways that CCH has adopted innovation and makes those wonderful products come out and keep winning awards, and you got people happy. I think it looks to me from where I sit like you've got everything pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, Greg, and we're looking forward to a bright future as well. So thanks for taking time with me today as well.
I've been visiting with Mike Sabatis, president of CCH. This is Greg LaFollette for Intersection Live. This has been Episode 4, Innovation. Thank you so very much.
That wraps up this edition of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go, sponsored by CCH, a Walters Kluwer business. Join us again next month as Greg is joined by another of the profession's thought leaders to discuss intelligent business ideas and best practices.